Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Support for the Great Quad Cities Listen on WVIK comes from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.
My name is Demetrius Singleton, and I live in Hampton, Illinois.
My name is Demetrius Singleton. I live in Rock Island, Illinois.
My name is Marianne McLeod. I live in East Moline, Illinois.
17 years ago, Demetrius and Demetrian Singleton met Marianne McLeod in Bethany's Boys to Men program as United Township High School students. Now, they run the Quad Cities Blue Raiders nonprofit basketball organization. They credit their passion for giving back to Quad Cities youth to Marianne's guidance and Bethany's programs. Bethany for Children and Families is a private child welfare, mental health, community education, and social services provider that has offered aid and support to children and families in western Illinois and eastern Iowa since 1899. Demetrius and Demetrian joined Marianne McLeod in the studios of WVIK for the Great Quad Cities Listen.
Bethany has been around for 120 years. I haven't been there quite that long. I've been there. This is my 34th year. And it has been amazing to watch how it's evolved. It started out as an orphanage. Gottlieb German was the person that found a baby on the doorstep. And from that point forward, it moved into adopting other children. In about 1940, it switched over to other services like foster care, prevention and education services, therapeutic recreation. Today, we have 22 different programs that serve youth, families. The mission of the agency is to keep children safe, strengthen families, and build a community. Well, I'm glad that both of you could come today. You know that both of you are my go-to people all the time because you're such wonderful success stories. Demetrius and Demetrian came to me in sophomore year of high school in a program called Boys to Men, but they started with Quincy Davis in fourth grade. So, Demetrius, start the story for us.
So, we were in fourth grade. We had just moved to Carbon Cliff, and we had just started at Apollo Elementary School. And me and my brother both were, at that time, we were very hot-headed, very rebellious to our mom, did some crazy things as young kids. And we got to Apollo and we were in a program, and it was kind of like a anger management type program at Apollo. And Quincy was the counselor at the time, and he pretty much took us under his wing. And we stayed at in the Eagle Ridge district for I think two or three more years after that, and then sixth grade we moved to the East Moline district. But we always looked up to Quincy, always used to reach out to him when my mom would reach out to him when we would do stuff, and he would be able to talk to us, and we just built a relationship. Thinking back about how far it is, I think it was 17 years ago. And till this day, every time I see him, you know, he's like a father figure to me. Respect him a lot. Just very, he don't really know how much we appreciate him. Just by the conversations we had and the role model he showed us, because coming from a single parent home, you know, sometimes you have to find that male role model or something like that to be able to talk to and, you know, look up to. So Quincy was that guy for us. So he's taught us a lot, and he's very, 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 very respected in my household.
When I got to meet both of the young men, they were sophomores in high school. They came to a group called Boys to Men, and it's about teaching young boys to become responsible. And you can see sitting before you here, they're exactly what we would hope. But Demetria, talk about what that experience was like.
Oh, Boys to Men was great. It started off as a way to get out of class. We loved to get out of class a little bit and have fun with our friends, but eventually it transition to life. The things that we learn there, things we talk about, responsibility as a father, responsibility financially, stability, you name it, we learned it in there. And I think looking back at the time, I didn't think it would help me as much as it has now. And that was a credit to Quincy, because Quincy was a big part of that. And I think me and my brother kind of took it as a joke, but eventually in life we used what we learned in there, and it's been great. I think the program was great. Our friends now, we still talk about the trips we took, and we always went to this boat in Chicago, and I felt
Spirit
like
Spirit of Chicago.
Spirit of Chicago, yeah. And we always took that trip every year, and I think that trip always was kind of like huge for us, because we got out of school, but the stuff that we learned before the trip and the things that we took from the trip, we always talked about different stuff. And I think that trip kind of like solidified it, because it was us and the girls. And then it taught us how to be gentlemen as well as men and what it meant. So I think the group was great. I loved it. Like I said, it transitioned me from a young boy to a man looking after high school, going into college. So it was great.
And the great thing is they weren't afraid to talk. We discussed things that were pretty personal. Mm-hmm. We discussed relationships, what that looks like and how it should work. And when we went on the field trips, we asked that they dress not in jeans, but they dress nicely. And we were so proud, because UT kids stood out. Other schools came and they did have jeans and tennis shoes on. And so they were all dressed up and they knew how to treat the girls. And that relationship from back then has continued with Demetrion and Demetrius and Quincy and I. Before they left for college, we took them to lunch mm-hmm. at Fridays yep. mm-hmm. to talk about what their goals were. They were the first keynote speakers we had at a boys' conference called What About the Boys? And we've had our fifth now, and they present workshops every year. One year they talked about mental health, and it's so important for the young boys to see role models like these two, to talk to them. They've talked about crime. They talked about their journey and what that was like. They talked about being athletes and how when you go away, you think you're going to be the man, and then you find out that's not the case. They also spoke at Bethany's Family Awards. They have truly been the success story that you would want your son to be. If I had a son, I have daughters. But that's what they stand for, and that's what we hope to do at Bethany.
So I actually had a different perspective of the program, because I end up getting my girlfriend pregnant. And so I was going to class to actually learn things to help me be a dad. So some of the things we talked about in the conversations that we had, I had to apply at that moment. And we were in Boys to Men. And then after I had my daughter, me and Mary Ann talked about this yesterday. I was in a program with Bethany where they paid me to go to school. So if I had perfect attendance for that month, they would send a certain amount of dollars. And that was huge for me, because every month I used that check on buying a box of diapers or wipes or whatever I needed that month. So I was in just a couple programs with Bethany, but now I sit on the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Committee. I helped put together What About the Boys and the Girls Conference as well. So I'm a big part of what Bethany is doing and trying to help and give back to the community that helped build me. So it's just great to be a part of Bethany. And thanks to Mary Ann and Quincy for 17 years ago, at least Quincy, and then Mary Ann about, 12 years ago, just taking us under their wing and, helping us, guide us in the right direction. Outside of my mom and my great-grandmother, we looked up to Mary Ann as a mother figure as well. So I'm just thankful and great to see that, Bethany's doing great things still. And hopefully, more success stories are coming.
I always remember the day that Demetrius had to come and tell Quincy and I that he was going to be a dad. And he said how hard that was for him to tell them. And, of course, all the other guys in group gave him a hard time about, haven't you been listening to what we've been talking about, right? But the other thing that has been great to see is the support that both Demetrius and Demetrion have for each other. I mean, they have been there together throughout. And they're an inspiration to our youth. Talk about the basketball program that you're into, because they give back to the community as well.
Yes, we have a nonprofit organization called Quad City Blue Raiders. We actually took this summer off. Sometimes I think when you give back to the community so much, you got to give time back to yourself a little bit. And so life happens, and we took the summer off. But we started it off. I was a sophomore in college, maybe. Just wanted to be a basketball coach. And we felt like we can relate to kids back in our community through sport. So we started a program. Me and him, just off a limb, you know, Google research and do some things. And we got on the AAU circuit. And it started off as basketball, and then eventually it started off as mentoring. We checked grades. We built relationship with parents where we pick a day or something. We just go hang out with the kids, do different things, talk about different things. Sometimes it was single parents. So we built relationship with those kids and families. We had an 8-year stretch, and then we took this summer off just because, you know, like I said, life happens. But I think we'll get back into it, but it's been great. It's just another way that we give back to our community, like Bethany gave back to us, pretty much taking those things that they instilled in us and using it as our blueprint to do something else and keep the community, you know, building and just advising young youth.
And they are basketball coaches.
Yes,
at UT.
We are at United Township High School.
That was Demetrius and Demetrion Singleton and Marianne McLeod talking about their experiences with Bethany for Children and Families programs. You can help celebrate Bethany's 120th anniversary at the Bethany Community Celebration and Silent Auction on October 5th at the Quad City Botanical Center in Rock Island, Illinois. To share your story as part of the Great Quad Cities Listen, sign up for a time to record at greatqclisten.org. This project is made possible thanks to the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.